All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey friend, and welcome back to my channel. I am so excited to get this video out that I'm recording it super late and just going to publish it because the revelation that I just got about negative self-talk and comparison is really eating me up, and I feel like it needs to get put out today, okay? I have been going through this series talking about your thinking, changing your thinking, changing your mind. We are going to be talking about all the automatic negative thoughts. And every time I get ready to record that series, God gives me something else. And so today we are talking about negative self-talk. Okay. How many of us realize that if anybody off the street talked to us the way that we talk to us, maybe we would fight them. We would beat them up. Okay. Black forces. However, because we allow the enemy to lie to us in our own voice up in here, we sit with that stuff and we accept it as truth, and it's not. And I started really studying just really where negative self-talk comes from. And there are so many different layers to negative self-talk, right? There are perfectionism, there is fear of failure. There are all of these different reasons why we talk cash crazy to ourselves. But one that comes up often, but I think isn't really represented or discussed in the way that it should be, is comparison. Everybody talks about comparison and a lot of the language, and it's good language. It's the truth is the way that we get over comparison is to log off, is to have gratitude and the like. Yes. But I think the issue is that we don't realize who we're comparing ourselves to. You will never compare yourself more to anyone other than that idealized version of yourself that you have created. And nobody is talking about how toxic that idealized version of yourself that you've created really is. There's a lot of messaging about not comparing yourselves to others, but people always talk about like, oh, I'm comparing me to me. And we need to stop that too. Because when you really think about who you're comparing yourself to, it's this idealized version of yourself that you've crafted, right? There are so many of us who are killing our contentment. We're killing our peace because we are doing this thing called self-idealization comparison. I'm gonna break it down now. I'm gonna use my notes because that's just what I do, okay? I don't know if I'm ever gonna get to a place where I'm just gonna be able to say the things. Y'all gonna get these notes, but it's gonna be good. Now get your notepad, friend, and grab your edges and let's do the things, okay? Self-idealization is where you create an unrealistic or overly perfect version of yourself, okay? It is based on rigid standards of success, appearance, or achievement. Am I already stepping on your toes? Because I'm stepping on my own. Don't ask me how. Self-idealization, it sets this rigid perfectionistic standard, and it's difficult and most times impossible for you to achieve. And it's based on this idealized version of yourself that's disconnected from your current reality. Self-idealization leads to chronic dissatisfaction, leads to frustration, and it leads to burnout because you're always chasing after these unreachable expectations. and it increases stress and anxiety because you feel like you're always falling short. So that causes low self-esteem and you feel like a failure, you feel unworthy, and then you're on this struggle bus cycle because what's going to come next? That negative self-talk. That disconnect, that gap from where you are to where you want to be is where you find self-idealization comparison. So self-idealization comparison is the practice of comparing your current life to the one that you've imagined or idealized of what your life should look like. Here is the issue. So when you get on social media, most of us are very happy that your friend bought that house. The actual tug, the actual challenge where you start to feel unworthy is like, I feel like I should be there too. It's not that I don't want you to have it. I'm genuinely happy that you have what you have. But now it's like, what am I not doing to where I am not there yet? Because I should be there. And your should be there isn't based on their achievement. It's based on that self-idealization that you have of what your life should look like. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Because now you're living and measuring progress against an unrealistic standard. Self-idealization comparison encourages feelings of inadequacy, of inferiority, and it very, very rarely matches your actual life. And so now you are triggered into talking crazy to and about yourself. You are dealing with perfectionism. You're chronically dissatisfied with your personal achievements so you can get every degree in the book. And you're not excited about having the bachelor's degree because in your head, you have to have a doctorate. And then you get there only to find out, right? That this is where we build these lives and we get there and we hate them because they suck. Because that wasn't the life that Jesus died for you to have to begin with. You're chasing after the idealized life and you are not stepping into the life that God has called you to. Proverbs 16 and 9 talks about how we make plans, but only the plans of the Lord succeed. We have these plans in our heart. And when there's a clash, that's where you are constantly discontent. That's where you're constantly going to have negative self-talk. And there's going to be this tension. Okay? Because you're going to feel inadequate. You're going to feel inferior because you're not reaching your idealized self. And I'm not telling you not to have goals. We're going to talk about that in a second. Because that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you have crafted your life around what you think and not the plans that God has for you. We have to, when we get saved, I always talk about us reconciling our old life with our new life. That means your morals, your values, and your priorities. Everything has to be up for grabs, including the way that you think your life should look. You have to give God free rein to wipe the slate clean and say, hey, this is the plan and the path that I have for you. Because if not, you're going to be frustrated with God and have this tension with him and within yourself and not feel like you're enough, feel like you're always missing him because the idealized version of yourself and the plan that he has for you are in opposition to one another. It's giving, okay? It's giving. And so as a result, you are always mentally exhausted because you're constantly chasing the next thing. There's no contentment in that. And so self-idealization, I say, is the oxygen that fuels the fire of negative self-talk. To me, there are other things, but the oxygen, the thing that gives it breath, is self-idealization comparison. So for those of you who don't know, negative self-talk is harsh. It's this critical internal dialogue and it devalues your worth and your accomplishments. And it really stems from these unmet expectations, comparison, or fear of failure. All three of those things, if you have unmet expectations, you're not meeting your self-idealized life, right? Comparison, to that self-idealization, fear of failure, meaning that you never see this life that you have made up. Do you see what I'm saying? I just really, to me, Sharla, the self-idealization got to go. We have to submit ourselves to the life that God has for us. We just got to. Because self-idealization and self-idealization comparison, they feed into negative self-talk. There's this unrealistic expectation, disappointment, self-criticism. Unrealistic expectation, disappointment, self-criticism. It's a cycle that continues to feed itself. And so negative self-talk arises when you are comparing yourself to an unattainable ideal that leads to feeling like a failure or feeling unworthy, even though you're in Christ and he said you're worthy. He said you're good. He said, I have chosen you, set you aside. None of that matters to you because you're still operating off of self-idealization. Your self-idealization, that life that you've created, has become an idol. Come on, somebody. It's become an idol, sis. We got to get rid of it. We gotta throw all of that away. And God knows the desires of our hearts, and he's very kind. And so he will bring things back around that you desired, but he'll do it in a way that's healthy. I really feel like self-idealization is the counterfeit that the enemy is presenting to you as the counterfeit to what God actually has for you, which has contentment, freedom, grace, and peace in it. Yes, self-idealization is setting you up for disappointment, and it relies on this unachievable version of success. So that's going to be self-talk, emotional distress. You're going to be in it if you are constantly going after what that life looks like. And so that cycle is going to lead to emotional burnout. You're going to have increased anxiety, and you're going to have this distorted sense of self-worth. And then when you fail to meet those idealized expectations, it's going to lead to this ongoing dissatisfaction and diminishment of your mental well-being. And then by the end, maybe you're burnt out. Now you're on the edge. Now it's never enough. Because we are dealing with self-idealization comparison. And as women who are high achievers, lean in. I'm leaning in with you. As women who are high achievers, let me hold your hands while we say this, okay? Social media is not your problem. Those self-help books are, friend. Social media isn't the problem. It's them books. It's those self-help books. Not all of them. But you know which ones I'm talking about. When I really sat with this, I realized that the self-help industry has capitalized off of self-idealization comparison. Now, I have a chart sitting in front of me that I've created, but I'm going to just walk you through this. And I'm going to not only walk you through it, but I'm going to walk you through how it's in opposition to the word of God. Okay? Because I stand on truth. Let's talk about this. Striving for the ideal self. Okay? Most of these books that you read in the self-help industry. And I'm not saying throw all of them out. I'm saying if you're going to read them, the way that you approach them have to be different from now on. Okay. You have to repent, turn your mind from how you look at these books. But I think that this is the core, because they sell you on, you can do it. You got to do it. Like, and we got to address this. Social media is a small part of the problem, but as high achieving women, particularly because I am you, you are her, we are she together. Okay. We are going to get a book, listen to a podcast. So even when I say these self-help books, podcasts, the people, the YouTube channels, these things have to be addressed. If I'm not taking you back to the Lord, then baby, it's a problem. Why? Because the messaging of the self-help industry, striving for the ideal self, That promotes the idea that you should constantly work to become the perfect version of yourself, creating this endless pursuit of unattainable standards. And that causes you to compare yourself to an unrealistic ideal, and you always feel inadequate. But when you look at the Bible, the Bible talks about humility. The Bible talks about surrender. The Bible talks about trusting God. The Bible talks about progress, not perfection. We're not going to be perfected until Christ comes back. Matter of fact, the Bible says, come here, lean into your weaknesses, because it's in your weaknesses that you're going to be able to experience the strength of God. Well, if you are striving to be perfect all the time, when are you going to experience that strength? That's why you're burnt out. That's why you're talking to yourself crazy. Because if God makes room for your allowances, why are you not? One time God pulled up on me and said, hey, I need you to stop trying to hold yourself to standards that I don't hold you to. And I said, oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. In your perfectionism that fuels this self-talk, what is happening is that you're holding yourself to standards that Jesus died so you wouldn't have to, because you couldn't. Friend, all right, okay. The next thing with the self-help industry is this comparison-based success. Self-help often measures success by external standards, wealth, fitness, career, and encourages individuals to compare their lives with others who have achieved these things. So this leads to discontentment and feelings of failure when people don't measure up. And the Bible warns us against comparing ourselves or striving for worldly success, teaching us instead to value our lives based in Christ. 2 Corinthians 10 and 12, Paul warns against comparing yourselves to others, noting that such comparison is unwise and not the measure of worth. Self-help messaging implies that if you work hard enough and use the right techniques, you can control every outcome in your life. And then you're frustrated and you're anxious when stuff doesn't go as planned. And then you're blaming who? Yourself. And the Bible teaches us we're not in control of everything. There are some things that we are in control of, but there are other things that we are not. And so we have to trust the sovereignty of God, because his ways and thoughts are higher than ours. Proverbs 16 and 9. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. And we're trying to go in the opposite direction. Self-help messaging that fuels the self-idealization comparison encourages you to seek validation through your accomplishments, through your appearance, through your external success. And guess what, Bookie? It's never enough. It's never enough. It's never enough. Now, that level of comparison, it's to others and to yourself, and it deepens your discontentment when God calls us to find our identity and our worth in him. Okay? We're supposed to find our identity and worth in him, Galatians 1 and 10. Am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Self-reliance, okay? The self-help messaging that fuels this negative self-talk, that self-idealization comparison, it encourages people to rely solely on their own strength, mindset, and abilities to overcome obstacles, which leads to burnout and a sense of failure when things don't go as planned, when the Bible calls us to rely on God's strength, His grace, and not our own efforts, especially in moments of weakness and uncertainty. My, 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Okay, friend. Okay. There's a focus of material gain or superficial goals. A lot of times when we talk about self-idealization comparison, it's typically us getting some kind of wealth, status, physical appearance, and that leads to jealousy, discontentment, constant comparison. When the Bible teaches us that true contentment comes from your relationship with the Lord, not from material or worldly success. 1 Timothy 6:6-8, but godliness with contentment is great gain, because a lot of these books, the messaging and the things, will throw a scripture on it. We'll take self-help, take these same principles, throw a scripture on it, and it don't make it any less demonic. Okay? Just because you throw scripture on it, if it is pointing you to rely on you and not the Lord, that is a misuse of scripture. The root and the message is still demonic. Okay. I need you to understand. Okay. So godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world and you can't take nothing out of it. Overemphasis on personal happiness. This is about to eat some of us up. Self-help, which is at the root of the self-idealization comparison, often, happiness is the goal. And that leads to discontentment when things do not satisfy you. The pursuit of personal happiness becomes this endless cycle of dissatisfaction. The Bible emphasizes joy in the Lord, which is deeper than happiness. Happiness is based on what's happening. Joy is based on me being anchored in the Lord, because trials and tribulations are going to come. The Bible don't say if they come, it says when they come. And so we have to know that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Suffering is a part of the package. We get saved and we also get to suffer. You can't just accept the blessings of God and not deal with the suffering. The Bible says that it rains on the just and the unjust. And so many of us take it so personal when we have trial and tribulations, because in your self-idealization package that you created, you did not make room for when trials and tribulations come. And so now it's like, oh, like, the world is over. God, what did I do? And it's like, you ain't do nothing. It's just a part of the package. We live in a fallen world. And so we have to learn how to have joy and not only be moved by our happiness, because there are going to be things that God tells you to do that's not going to make you happy. But you will have the joy of the Lord. So in Psalm 16:11, it says, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence is the fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Two more. A transactional mindset. A lot of this self-help stuff that feeds the self-idealization comparison. The math's like this. If I do X, I get Y. And so now your personal development is a transactional process. And so now you're frustrated when you feel like the results don't match your effort. But the Bible tells us that we have to trust in the timing and the process of the Lord, acknowledging that his ways and his thoughts are higher than ours. There are some things throughout this process that you are going to have to continue to deal with or push through. Paul had a thorn in his side, asked 3 times for it to be removed. Some things aren't going to be dealt with in this lifetime. And we have to be okay with that. And we have to know that this walk is about relationship, not transaction. So a lot of us are doing this performative faith, and now you're upset with the Lord because 2 plus 2 isn't equaling 4 because you're doing the wrong math. See, God does multiplication and you're doing addition, and that's just not going to add. It's not the right. It's not it. It's just not it. In Isaiah 55:8-9, God tells us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord." God's plans are higher, better than ours. And we can't keep coming to him with this transactional behavior. But the reason that we do that is because of that self-idealization comparison. And now we're over here negatively self-talking to ourselves about our relationship with the Lord. It's madness, but it's what be happening. And then the last part, success equals self-worth, which is a lie. Self-help often equates success, especially worldly success, with self-worth, implying that failure to achieve a certain milestone means that you are less valuable. And that breeds insecurity and comparison. And the Bible teaches us that our worth comes from being a child of God, right? One of the things that I've grown into is learning, like, look, God, whether I'm able to have children of my own physically or not, doesn't make me less of a woman, doesn't make me less of a mother figure to my nieces and nephews, to my God babies. Like, God has allowed me to mother, even though I have not stepped into motherhood in the way that I want to, right? You have to be okay with that. Like, if that's not my portion, then it's just not my portion. It doesn't make me less valuable. Doesn't mean that God doesn't love me. It means that that just isn't part of the plan, and I got to be okay with that. And I am. I can't make that desire an idol. I'm going to do the things in my body. I'm going to do what I need to do to make sure my life is set up the way it needs to be. But until then, I'm satisfied. I get to go to work, love on kids, come home. My house is quiet. Got these 2 dogs. And I love when I'm able to love on babies. And when I have my own, I'm going to love them too. But right now, I'm chilling. I'm content. And a lot of us don't know how to get there because we make idols out of this stuff, because you equated stuff and success. And that's not the case. You are valuable all by yourself. That's why Ephesians 2:10 says that we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared for us to do in advance. Those advanced plans probably not adding up with your self-idealized life. I want you to understand this, friend. Hear me and hear me good. This is what the biggest takeaway of this video is. God is not transforming you into the ideal version of yourself. He's transforming you into his image. Okay? He's not transforming you into the idealized version of yourself. He's transforming you into his image. And once you are good with that, you will be content. The negative self-talk will cease. Am I looking more like Christ? That's who I need to be comparing myself to. Am I on the path that you have for me, God? Right? This is what I mean. You can still be type A and love the Lord. God will give you the vision and then you go and do that stuff. So you should still have healthy goals. Okay? I'm not talking about setting goals, but your goals should be growth oriented and not perfection oriented. And they should be God oriented. God, what am I doing? Who have you called and created me to be? And how can I utilize everything that you've given me to walk out the path that you have for me? I'm laying down everything at your feet, all of the idols, including my self-idealized life that I have created. And I'm going to chase after you. And here's how you do it. I want you to practice self-compassion, okay? That means that you have to understand that when you fall short of your idealized goal, give yourself some grace because God does. Like, okay, look, although I didn't hit the goal, I did grow because you're a human being. You're not a human doing, you're a human being. Set growth-oriented goals. So get out of perfection and look for growth. We want progress over perfection. Cultivate gratitude. Gratefulness is flowing from your heart. Hezekiah Walker, I need you to start having some gratitude. A lot of times when we're discontent, it's because we have forgotten gratitude. Anchor your identity in Christ. Stop defining your worth and your value from your personal achievement and your idealized image. Remind yourself, baby, God chose me. That means to be chose means that you prefer me. Like God prefers to be in relationship with me so much so that he sent his son to die for me. Okay? Okay. Surrender your idealized expectations to God. You're going to have to give that up. Give it to him. And this is where I think we're going to have some pushback and some struggle. And if you are pushing back and struggling with giving God the idealized life that you've created, it's an idol, friend. And we have to ask why and allow God to deal with that area of our heart. It's typically pride and control. I'm telling you from experience, not from me being shady. I'm telling you what I know because I went through it. I want you to limit your exposure to unrealistic standards. So limit your time on social media, okay? Watch who you follow. Embrace God's power in the weakness. Like, I'm telling you, when you understand, like, man, God pulled up and I was able to do that. That has been this season for me as I'm in school and working and going through a lot of things behind the scenes. It's like, man, I don't know how I passed that exam because in my weakness, in me falling short, I just did the things and studied as much as I could with the time that I had. And in my weakness, God's strength pulled up and I'm out here passing exams left and right. Praise be to the Lord. Instead of me being like, what am I not doing? Like that used to be me. And now it's like, okay, God, I'm going to give you what I got for a pork chop because that's what Chingy said. And we're going to do it. We're going to do it. Okay. That's all I got. And you got to have the rest because you're the Lord. Make sure that you are engaging in regular reflection and not in comparison. Setting aside time for you to reflect on yourself, on your success, on your growth, instead of comparing yourself to the idealized version of yourself or to others is going to help you negate that negative self-talk and really appreciate the journey and give yourself credit for where you are now. Because who I was 10 years ago and who I am now, baby, they are two totally different people. And praise God. Trust in God's timing and his process. Okay, stop trying to force everything in your time. Honestly, a lot of the things that we want, I feel like God's timing is based on our maturity, and we just need to mature a little bit. And there's nothing that we're going to be able to do to rush that process. There are things now, like this YouTube channel and other obligations that God has entrusted me with that 10 years ago. Not that I was a horrible person, but I just wasn't mature enough to understand the weight and to handle it appropriately. I wasn't even mature enough in my relationship with him. Mm-hmm. And then finally, focus on eternal perspective and not earthly success. I talk about this in a video that I did. It was a podcast episode about success God's way. And I'm going to link it here for you. If you want to watch that, that video will be here for you to see. But this is the way success works in the kingdom. I want y'all to understand that the work that we do here, everything you do here has an eternal implication. That's why Jesus said to store up for yourself treasures in heaven. How are you doing that? That's not a metaphor. He meant that for real. So the work that I'm doing here, I'm storing up treasures for myself in heaven. And a lot of times we don't realize that eternity is where we're going to be forever. We lose track and lose sight of that. God worries about eternal things first, then internal, then external. So I'm going to have to get my, like, my life right, these things here, okay? So there's going to be this level of, like, eternal fruit, internal work first. Then you can have the external stuff. God doesn't care about us having stuff, but stuff can't have us. And the way that we do that is we seek ye first the kingdom of God, eternal. Then all things will be added unto us, internal things. Then you can have the external stuff. You have to focus on that first. Okay? All right. What did we learn? Self-comparison is the self-idealization comparison is the bane of our existence, the root of our negative self-talk. We have to deal with that first by looking at what we're consuming, i.e. not just social media, but really these self-help things, okay? And then we take these strategies and overcome self-idealization comparison by remembering that God is not transforming us into our idealized self. He's transforming us into his image. I pray that this blessed you the way that it ate me up. Okay, I'm going to link that video here to the Success God's Way. So that way you can watch that. I love you, friend. God bless you. And I pray that this is going to change the way that you think, that you speak to yourself, and that you look at life and you're able to be content. You're able to be satisfied. But most importantly, you're able to experience the fullness of everything that God has for you here today on this earth. Love you. Talk to you later. Bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.